excited.
Happy birthday!
Oh my God, let me check what is it.
What is it?
What is it?
It's a sewing machine. It's a sewing machine. It's a sewing machine! Oh my God, I'm gonna make the Gaunt the Wing costume. I'm gonna make St. Louis, the Wizard of Oz.
You're gonna make the Wizard of Oz costume?
Yes!
Which one?
Dorothy. I love it, I love it, I love it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome, Greg.
Nana!
A sewing machine?
Yeah, he loved it.
What, are you trying to turn him gay? He is a happy, healthy, normal 7-year-old boy. What is the matter with you?
I think he might be gay.
Excitement I want out of you two whenever you're in the studio from now on.
I'm not doing anything.
No, I want screaming like you just got a sewing machine levels of excitement.
Oh, I thought you meant Mr. Scream.
No.
I can't even do that.
No.
I don't think I can scream like that.
Really? That high-pitched little fruit?
I don't think so.
Like a bat sonar?
I don't think I can do that.
If I had no regard for my throat, I guess I could do that. But I wouldn't be able to talk for a week easily.
That would hurt.
That premise is so true, though.
What?
That kid gayness
born
is...
gay as
oh,
ass.
Yeah.
Who was your little friend back when you were kids? Did that kid ever turn out to be a fruit, Robbie?
No, I think he actually was a kid.
Really?
That doesn't mean he's not gay.
I was going to say, who was the surrogate?
They can still breed.
One, do you remember Jamie?
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to call him gay all the time. And of course, if you look up on Facebook now, he's married to a dude.
Oh, well,
lives
good
in
for
one
Jamie.
Of them states.
Well, let's introduce
prematurely
the show
gray.
Before we really.
Yeah. Or right. I don't know. Maybe he's got ropes shot in his hair.
You think he'd
die? Combed it through.
They are
God.
A vain breed. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Will Papagiorgio and Veronica Johnson.
What are you doing?
No one ever stalks you unless I give the direct link to your Facebook, and I'm pretty careful about that.
Have you actually gotten stalkers from this?
I don't know. People call in. They're weird.
Only if they sound like they really, really, really want you do I give out that link. So you're
safe.
Yeah,
thanks. Thanks for that. Appreciate
only if there's
it.
Just a hint of desperation in their voice.
Well, what's your fake radio name, though?
I don't know. We gotta make one.
Veronica Pump.
What? What the hell did that come from?
Hi, VP. Veronica
I
Pump.
Hate you.
Okay. Well, you can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. The show's website to find archives of this crap as well as my writing, inpapasbasement.com. And we love us some Twitter, or at least the non-pump members of this studio do.
I hardly use it.
You know what? Go to hell. Will's at Billy Basil. I'm at Papa's Basement. And Veronica is... She does none of this because she has a life.
Yes.
She actually has sex with people and goes out, and it's all amazing. Is sex as good as I remember it being, Veronica?
It's wonderful.
That's
no, it's not.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is.
I don't want to feel close to another human being even for 1 second.
I'm kind of with you.
Ugh.
It's like the entire time I'm doing it, I'm just thinking about all the bad things that can happen. I can't enjoy it.
I don't think about that, but I think about how I'd rather just be, like, winging one out.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
And not having to deal with, like, another human being and their emotions. And
no, when you're smacking one around, the worst that can happen... Like, all I think about is if I ever die and they shine a black light in this room, it's going to look like a Dalmatian. That's it. That is the only downside to spanking it.
You're like Costanza.
What?
You just think of, like, everything that can go wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ugh, I don't know.
Absolutely.
I think your mom will make them have like a search warrant or something first. Don't you worry about that, John.
Okay.
So how do you not wear condoms?
That's because when I'm in the heat of the moment and if I'm having an issue, like sometimes if I've been lifting too hard, the erection might suffer for it. Don't know how that works, but it does. And if I'm already there, screw it. You gotta,
Oh my God.
You've gone 9/10 of the way, you might as well get that notch on your... your holster. You know what I'm saying?
You just no. You gotta have an eye for it.
Yeah,
you gotta have an eye for the AIDS.
Exactly. Does she look AIDS?
Oh
that's,
my
that's why
God.
You bang fat chicks.
Seriously,
is she bleeding out of her eye sockets? Then she's good.
Yeah, as long as she doesn't look like she's dying of the consumption, then
how do I
you'll
contribute to this? Really?
I mean. I'm not going to throw you under any buses. I'm just saying condoms have been an issue once or twice in your past. Correct? I mean...
No, ooh. Not at all. What are you talking about?
Fine. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, let's do.
I'm just saying I try to wear the condoms whenever that's cooperating. But if it isn't, I'm not going to be like...
All bets are off.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to sit in the corner like an impotent cuck. Could someone leave a mess on you that I then clean up? Because that would be
great. How many
bastards
have you created now?
None that have made it through the 9-month process.
Condoms oh stink.
Condoms are horrible. Don't get me wrong. Condoms are horrible. But I try to employ them just because I do imagine any time that I don't use them, I'm dying of something. Like, I'm so nuts that I'll psychologically create a problem down there. Like, without fail, if I get some and I went raw... Like, it's beet
oh
red
God.
The next day. I'm just like, what's going on? It's just my brain playing tricks on me.
You can
my
also try to brain. Get to know the person you're sleeping with first.
What am
there
I,
There is
gay?
That whole aspect to it.
What? Even I do that.
What is this, jeez. The 18th century? No.
Oy vey.
Exactly. If I didn't see any Facebook posts or tweets about having to get the... You know, the herpes
who would
meds.
Post that? Seriously? If you are dating people
HIV
who
positive.
Maybe, oh my God.
Maybe someone's going to check in on Foursquare from the STD clinic. You just keep an eye out for that.
John.
If you're in the suburbs and you stick to the right kind, you should be
the
fine.
The larger ladies?
No. He meant something else. Certain other
the peoples. Color of your calves and not your pants.
Exactly. Oh,
it's a good thing I'm not on the webcam today.
Yeah. Before we start the show, I just wanted to give an FU to the guy who hacked pretty my website along with about 700,000 other InMotion hosted websites.
To do what? Just steal data?
Literally just put
I went
up
for
a page.
Data and data at the same time. Neither came out.
Just to put up a page that said like Hacksword by Bangladeshi hacker or something
seriously?
Like that.
Why do they do that?
I don't get it. And what really killed me...
People actually prosecute cyber crimes, right?
They need to.
Oh, yeah.
They need to stalk this guy and kill him. Like, I believe in a death penalty for this mother F.
Did he have a cute little picture?
No. Just, I mean, like, at least it matched the color scheme of my site. I'll give him that. It was in black, red, and white. I'm like, well, people might think this is a post for 5 seconds.
So people went to your site and it just said hacked by whatever
yeah.
the hell his name was?
Yeah, and InMotion Hosting, they suck ass. I've been mother-effing them on Twitter nonstop because they're garbage. I've been down left and right this month. This one took the cake. I mean, step up your security. You guys suck ass. It took like 2 days to get through on the phone, and then... The guy who answers after I'm a hold for an hour says, yeah, we've posted stuff online on how to fix this, so go to that. I'm like,
what?
D.
Oh, I love that.
Why do you think I'm calling? I don't want to mess with that. This is, you know, you're my customer support. He's like, well, we got a lot of people. I'm like, yeah, because your security sucks.
Lazy.
And this happened to almost 1 million people.
God, I'm trying to think of what, maybe it happened to me with the bank or something, I want to say.
Yeah.
I called him about something and like, go to the website. I don't want to go to the goddamn website. Like, just. Do it for
I'm
me.
I'm calling so you do it. That's what your goddamn salary is.
They don't do that anymore because they'd rather hire like 4 people for the national call center instead of 60.
Oh, I mother effed them so hard. Like, we got an email later. Like, what was your, you know, how pleased were you with this guy's performance? I was like, this guy was a piece of ass. But what really kills me is a bunch of big websites who were hosted by InMotion and got hacked. They're pussies about calling out this hacker on it. They're like, while we see how we could be mad at him, we're really more upset that InMotion security was so lax. So we kind of thank him for pointing out that it was so soft. No, F you, dude.
Because they don't want the guy to, like, retaliate?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I'm not going to assume much here, but go stick it in a vagina. I did it once years ago. It was awesome. I still talk about it to this day.
This all reeks of nerddom.
Yeah, it's nerdy as
first
ass.
First of all, what the hell is hosting? It's where you just upload
content.
Hosting
is just where
content.
Your website is.
I thought you used GoDaddy. That's just to register it?
It's two different, yeah. GoDaddy owns InPapa'sBasement.com, like that name, but where that name points is to my hosting, which is InMotion.
And you just pick that at random?
Yeah, they had good reviews. Long story short, they suck ass. Don't use them.
So, like,
and
what
screw the hacker.
Big websites got hacked?
Like, nothing huge. It wasn't like Google was hosted by...
NakedSword.com.
Exactly. NakedSword.com, BigGayCockSucks.com. Yeah, usual. My usual fare. Lazy Sunday, clicking around. I was like, thank God I'm not the only one.
CuckoldSessions.com.
Oh, my God. Really?
But, yeah. So, a special screw you to that hacker. I'm sure I will get hacked S-list now. What with our millions of fans and our Titanic web presence. This will no doubt get back to him, but seriously, do something more constructive with your time, dude.
I don't get it.
Now back to something that makes me happy. Drugs.
Oh my God.
Which I'm on for the first time in like 10 years.
You need to step away from the muscle relaxers.
And they are as awesome as I remember them being. They're better than I remember. Will, when's the last time you got really high?
High?
High, like messed up on something.
Not alcohol?
30 minutes ago.
Not alcohol.
Oh, God, no. 10 years?
Exactly.
I was actually just thinking about that today.
Kind of, I'm in the same boat.
I've kind of been sober since 2002, when I stopped smoking weed.
Veronica?
I've never been high.
What?
Sorry.
You've never smoked pot once?
No. I tried it once, but it didn't do anything. It was in college.
You got to keep at it.
Well,
yeah, that's what I hear. I didn't see the point.
Yeah. You do. You do, by the way. I don't know. It doesn't kick in the first time. I'm not sure if it's people don't know how to inhale. They treat it like a cigarette.
Wait, hold on. Where are you from again?
Michigan.
She was playing country music.
Amongst the white trash. Where in Michigan?
Do you know where?
No.
Near Ann Arbor.
Do you know where dreams died? Do you know where America?
No, she's probably rich.
Manufacturing.
Were you in some like,
no.
big house on a lake?
We were close to the lake, but not on the lake.
Really? Oh. I hear Michigan, I picture her like losing her chariot age 12 in the barn.
Nope.
That depends
19.
What part.
19?
After Jesus. College.
After high school. You're not Doogie Howser.
Well, I had finished a year at Miami.
Okay.
Good
Wait,
girl.
You went to Miami?
University of Miami, yes.
The U.
The
and
U.
And you never did coke off the toilet seat in a club or something?
No, didn't. Sorry.
What a waste
never
of experience.
Never saw it either.
Were you in a sorority?
Do I look and act like the type that would be in a sorority?
Yes.
Yes.
What?
Girls ask that, like, yeah.
Yeah, no, I was not in a sorority.
Did you have friends?
I had many, many friends, none of whom were in sororities.
What did you do?
I studied, you know, the whole purpose of college.
What was your major?
Music business.
Were you still in band while in college?
Wait, music business?
I have a
business.
Degree in music.
Were you in a marching band in college?
No.
So didn't you have to play
not.
An instrument?
Yeah.
What did you play?
Clarinet.
Jesus Christ. Through college?
Yeah. It helps with the whole Bachelor of Music degree.
When did you give it up, the clarinet?
Oh, my God.
Not
the day
yay.
After I walked across the stage.
Okay.
I wasn't there to play. I hated playing. I skipped juries. I skipped
Can
lessons.
Can you bring that into the studio?
Absolutely not.
And open every show with a different clarinet song?
No.
What was the hardest thing you know how to play?
The hardest thing I had to
Hot
play?
Hot cross buns.
No.
Probably Shostakovich.
That whoa,
piece
whoa.
Was a pain in the ass.
I want that.
No.
Please.
Sorry, not going to happen.
Now we've got a caller. This is what you brought upon us.
That was hot.
I'm going to pretend that was a mistake. I think it was. Maybe subconsciously. Subconsciously. I wanted to continue the interrogation.
Well, you said you're pilled out, right?
Oh, I am pilled out like a mo. I'm kind of sober right now because I had to drive in, but it's killing me. The agony is killing me. For those that don't know, and you shouldn't, because I really haven't talked about it. I've been off Twitter, because you know what's more pleasurable than getting retweeted? Being high on opiates.
You look a little stoned right
or
now.
Or being filleted.
I am, a little bit. Yeah.
Your eyes are even more Asian-y today.
Yeah, they're very squinty. Here's the deal. About 6 months ago, I'm going to give the background to process, you know, A to B to C to D. What got us to P for pill?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I was doing some heavy lifting in the gym 6 months ago, thereabouts, and a couple days later, I noticed my back was on fire, the right side of my back.
It's because you lift weights like a horse's ass.
I lift manly amounts of weight in an explosive manner, like a football player.
Yeah, which will result in you exploding your joints.
I am cultivating mass.
And then you'll be rolled around like goddamn Roger Staubach, or who's an old football player?
Who's just a cripple?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Let's go Dick Butkus.
Yeah, whoever the hell
I'm
that
sure
is.
His joints are fused by now.
Yeah. So you got like the FDR, like polio legs with the blanket.
I want a walker. I want the walker with the tennis balls on the front.
So you don't slip.
gonna draw a smiley face on the front of those tennis balls. It'll
what
be
is
great.
The purpose of the tennis balls?
I have no
traction.
I think they make it easier to slide
so you can
the front.
Slide.
Yeah.
Didn't you have tennis balls on the bottom of your chairs at school?
No.
So they slid across the floor and you didn't get that green.
No,
we didn't go to school
them?
In Alabama.
Hey, Michigan.
No,
different.
She probably went to some, like, state-of-the-art school.
Oh, with tennis ball chairs?
Yeah,
was
no.
Your school, like, brightly lit and clean?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
But you got tennis ball chairs?
They cut tennis balls open, took out the insides, and put them on the chairs. So that when you pulled them across the floor, they didn't make noise.
I've
for
got
every
a new
kid's
name for you.
Chair.
For most.
I've got a new name for Veronica.
So the What's kids that? Who are the color of your pants didn't get the tennis balls? They're like, stop being so loud! This isn't a movie theater!
There weren't many of them in my school.
You're not watching Ghost Dad, goddammit.
From now on, Veronica, your name is Fancy.
What?
I'm going to refer to you as Fancy for the rest of the episode, yeah.
Somebody called me Fancy at work the other day.
What were
she
you?
Was like, you always look so fancy. And I was like, what are you talking about?
I can't imagine that being said without the worst white trash southern twang. Please tell me it was. Like, it was an actual normal person saying that?
Yeah, she's one of my friends.
I was like, you're so fancy.
What
you
were
ain't
you
got
wearing?
Stretch marks or nothing.
What was so fancy?
I had a blue dress on with black pumps. Work clothes, you know.
What the hell
fancy.
Are pumps? I always say that term.
Aren't they just high heels?
Black high heels.
What makes them pumps?
Whatever.
When I hear pump, I think
because
of
Veronica's wearing them.
Oh my God, I hate you, Bull.
It doesn't have an air chamber where you squeeze a little
Reebok
ball.
Pump, yeah.
That's a pump.
Why is it a pump?
I don't know. Ask.
Because it makes
Chanel.
People want to pump you?
I don't
know.
I quit.
Is it a measure of the effability of the shoe? Which is something
no,
like.
No, those are called FMPs.
F me pumps?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which
those are all
Vinehouse.
That I wear.
It's so funny though that girls think like shoes can make a guy care.
Oh,
a little
but
extra.
They can.
Yeah, I'll
they
second
can.
That.
Really?
They totally can. Yeah. Dude, I have an uncle that I will not wear heels around.
Oh,
I know it's gross, but he just stares at my
Welcome
shoes. And
to
I'm
Michigan.
Like, really?
Welcome
can
to
you
Michigan.
Stop? It's creepy.
Does he? One... you ever catch him sniffing them like he just pulled out a goddamn humidor?
A fine vintage.
Oh my God.
He's easily have 10 miles on them.
I'm going to regret saying that for the rest of my life.
Your uncle? Oh.
He's got a thing with shoes.
Yeah, but you're his niece.
Is he gay?
I know. It's not like he's like, ooh, Veronica. He's just like,
here off to massage your feet?
No. That's disgusting and creepy.
Your socks ever get a little bit sticky if you leave them on the floor?
Oh my God. Really?
I don't know. I'm
no.
just trying to get to the
I'll
bottom
say this.
Of this.
Shoes do one thing. They can make your legs look a lot better.
That
but the actual
and your
shoe,
butt looks a lot better.
I guess, yeah. But couldn't you just walk around on your tippy toes?
No, if they're like
wouldn't that
like
look really
Fred
weird?
Flintstone about to bowl?
No.
No one remembers that.
No.
I mean, like, what if strippers were just wearing, like, tennis shoes? Which, actually, I think I have seen.
Exactly.
It's very off-looking.
Yeah, but that might be their thing. Like, they could be the sporty whore.
But it's not like, sexy.
But they're not all going to be the same.
Like, they could
whore.
Come out in a little tennis outfit with the little socks with the ball on it, the little poof.
Oh, my
That could be a gimmick.
Gosh.
I don't know.
I don't have enough to pay for my lessons today, teacher. Instead, you get this.
Well, we know what John's going to be fantasizing about later.
Not so much. I'll be high and watching Netflix. I've got much better things to do with my brain power. Getting back to that, I injured my back. And ever since then... Anytime I've lifted a considerable amount of weight above my head, so squats, military press, more hang cleans, which never do them.
Why the hell is squats going above your head?
Like, I'm just saying I'm holding it up, and the weight is going through my back.
Yes.
I've had horrible shooting pains for like 2 weeks. afterward.
This is the motion you make when you're effing a fat girl.
Yes. Just grabbing a roll and pounding.
Oh, my God. Thank you for that visual.
Further than shoulder width.
For those not in the studio, I was pantomiming a squat by, like, holding my hands out and almost, like, imitating a lowrider. You know, the up, down, up, down.
Do you remember that one time, like, we were blasting some colored music, and yeah, like someone came out,
oh my
this
God,
black
ew.
Guy next to us without missing a beat just yes. like puts his hand starts doing that.
Yeah, it was great. I felt kinship with
unity.
My fellow man. Long story short, man, this pain has been getting worse and worse. And 2 weeks ago,
sure,
I did military. No, it was really, it was to the point I thought I either had a kidney stone or the appendix was going. Like, I couldn't even
ouch.
Sit.
How did you not make the correlation?
I did. I knew it was that, but it felt so bad. I was like, maybe something else went wrong and the muscle pain has been masking it.
And you just kept exacerbating it?
Yeah.
By working out.
Yeah.
Smart.
And I kept ignoring it because I didn't want to pay the retarded ER bills that I know will be awaiting me. But the ER experience was pleasant in the end.
Why didn't you just go to your doctor? Why?
I
why
did.
The
they
ER?
Sucked. Then they sent the doctor that I went to was like, yeah, I think it was a muscle pull. Go get a sonogram, like a woman.
Our doctor
to make sure.
Is in the building right next to a hospital, so yeah. They're in cahoots.
Exactly.
Oh my
like
God.
They
the doctors are getting a piece of his
they
ER.
They let
bill.
You get on death's door, and then they take that nice pretty cut.
That's
but
nice.
I went, got a sonogram. It was negative. A day later, I couldn't move. And this is weeks after I lifted. So at that point, I'm like, screw it.
Yeah, but you've
I
been
really
compounding
hurt.
It this whole time.
I suppose so. So I wind up in the ER high on some sort of drip dope. It was amazing.
Oh, I got that too. Is that the stuff that burns?
There is nothing but joy.
I think that's the
this.
Michael Jackson thing. I don't know the whatever the hell it's called.
This dripped in like a cold beer on a hot day.
No, dopamine's what makes you feel good.
Yeah, I don't have enough. This is helping with that.
No, it's just a morphine drip. What the hell am I talking about?
It could have been.
Yeah, no.
I was on
if
some
it's
good stuff.
Yeah, it's just the bag.
They had ESPN going.
Yeah, but it's the bag they hook up to your veins?
Yeah.
That's morphine.
The bed was comfy.
No,
the most relaxed I've been in forever.
If you go to a hospital and say you're in pain, they give you morphine without second thought.
It was amazing. I can't believe I've slept on opiates all this long, man.
I'm immune to it, man.
I used to think I was, but 10 years after not being a little druggy and getting exposed to them, they're awesome.
I can take like a fistful with alcohol. And it does nothing.
There's
to me.
Such a refined.
There's a place
high.
For that called Betty Ford.
Quit fiddling with your whatever.
I know what
it's
you're saying.
Is it bothering you?
And I've been there.
I see a constant motion
right,
in the corner
kids,
of my eye.
Kids, knock it off. We're trying to get through this.
Whatever. So what? What's wrong with your back?
Oh, apparently
we
nothing.
Don't know.
With the, yeah, they, we still don't know. Is the short answer. Long answer is. Probably a severe strain on the right side.
You probably just tore a lat.
No, they didn't even say it was torn. It was just severely strained.
I don't think they can tell. I mean, we're not talking like you just ripped it in half. It's just like microscopic. Like,
that's how I imagine muscle tears in my head. Just like a piece of paper.
It can be.
Like a rubber band is snapped.
And then you do need surgery. And
yeah.
It's a mess because it's basically like sewing hamburger back together. Like it just doesn't work well. But no, I mean, you would have felt that. Like the people I've read stuff about people who had that happen to them, they said it feels like saran wrap basically being pulled apart.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Oh. That doesn't matter though, and nor does the like $2,000 I lost in the ER because ever since then I've been doped up on oxycodone.
Oh man.
And Flexeril.
The hell's the second one?
A muscle relaxer.
Can't you tell by the way his tongue keeps falling out of his mouth?
Yeah, it's like really hard to keep talking normally, but it's awesome. I'm sleeping like a baby. Do you know, I got up at 1 p.m. today.
Oh my
God. I rolled
out
of bed, took a piss, did show prep, and drove over here. It was amazing. Best sleep I've ever had. I had a nightmare about the end of the world, meteors bashing into us like they killed the dinosaurs, and I woke up smiling because I didn't care. I was blasted. It's so good. When that runs out, it's going to run out after I've timed it. These are going to run out after the last game tomorrow night. I'll have them for like football night in America, the Sunday night game,
Any refills?
And then no more. I'll piss and moan for them.
Yeah, you gotta say you're still in pain.
They're like $5 on my insurance plan. They're cheap as hell.
And do it before you run out so they don't think you're a junkie.
Okay.
And next time, don't smile when they tell you you're about to get Percocet or whatever.
Will was there at the end of the ER ordeal. You can... I couldn't hold it in.
He's just grinning like his ass when she's telling him like what he's going to get. And I'm like, yeah, that's not an indication he's just going to turn around and sell these on the street.
I was already loopy from whatever they were giving me. I've been laughing and smiling more than I have, like, in years, combined into a week, just condensed.
All right, so now you found out what makes you happy in
life.
Yeah.
Drugs are amazing.
All right, then.
Drugs combined with my other vices, even better. Drugs and Netflix, drugs and video games. Oh, mama.
So just ultimate sloth, basically.
Yes, just nothingness.
Sloth just food, squared.
Eating crappy food and playing video games and getting fat while high.
Sounds like my dream, man.
Oh, it's amazing. I haven't, you know, Veronica, cover your ears, earmuffs. I haven't tugged it in days. I haven't needed that dopamine fix.
That's not even dopamine. That's just like stress relief.
Yeah, I haven't needed it in forever.
No stress.
I must have quite a little brew going down there.
Oh my!
When God. I run out, that thing is going to look like you smashed a can of whipped cream with a hammer.
Oh my God.
Don't care, though. That's a worry for when it happens. Right now, I don't need it. I'm better than that.
You're probably going to go through withdrawal.
I probably will. I'm going to have to get more drugs to deal with that. But again, it's a bridge we cross when we get there. Right now, life is amazing.
For the next 48 hours.
For the next
36.
48 hours.
Why don't you save them and just take them when it's really bad?
No, I need them all now.
No, you need to find a contact.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Except I can't because I'm already getting the pipes backed up. Not just the front one like I mentioned. Like, I'm getting the Brett Favre train spotting. I haven't pooped in 4 days.
Oh, my God. Really?
What? This is a health show right now.
That's a side effect of that?
Yeah. Works are a little gummed up.
Just have like
again, I don't care, though. It's the price you pay. No pain, no gain.
Have like a smoothie with berries and flaxseed.
I might. I'm going to have frozen yogurt first, though. On the way home.
That'll help.
It's going to be some chocolate froyo with peanut butter sprinkles, some crushed up Oreos, and then Breaking Bad for about 6 or 8 hours.
Where the hell are you getting the froyo?
There's some in the giant mall right next to Dunkin' Donuts. Yesterday, I had a donut.
Oh, Yum Yum or whatever?
And then I got the Yum Yum.
Is that any good?
It's not bad. It's not bad. Yum yum on me if you want to come over, Veronica.
I have a date tonight.
If you want to eat some yum yum and brush off your date to hang with me at my mother's house, the invitation's been extended.
Gosh, I'll have to think about that.
Please do. I can sense your sarcasm. I'm not that high.
Seeing as we have no topics, let's delve into her date.
We have tons of topics.
I know, but I just like to put her on the spot.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
does.
Because then she clams up. She clams up. I was going to say something mean. No.
All right.
I won't clam up.
No, well.
Who's your gentleman caller?
Yes, fine. Okay, we'll humor Will. Tell us about your big date tonight.
Well, it's not really like a date. We're going out with my friend.
You just said it was
a
date. Why did you lie then?
Because you're funny and you're drunk. Or drugged, whatever.
Wait, it's a group thing?
Just going out with a couple friends.
That's not
They're twins.
Date. That's
excited.
A John date.
A what date?
John.
You see me on actual dates. I have Will-style dates where it's just a 30-minute prelude to raw-dogging.
Yeah, but why do you
that
ever
is not
like,
a date.
Invite... What the hell is dating anyway?
Going out. He
dating
picks
is
you
wasting
up. You go
time.
To dinner. You go to lunch. You hang out. No sex.
I don't mean to sound stereotypical, but...
No, you're going to. Just go for it.
What's the point?
Well, no, I mean... How long does it really take you to, like, quote-unquote know a person? Isn't that what texting is for?
No, it's not. You stupid Gen Z-er. Like, what the hell?
Do all your
Seriously?
Work online and via text.
Texting is not dating. You do not end relationships via a text message.
Yeah, you end them
by
ignoring.
Oh, my God. You stupid boys. I'm going to, like...
I'm with Will.
Oh my God!
All legwork should be done online.
Over when I ignore two consecutive texts from you.
If you meet, it's just a half. It's like, well, let's do the one thing we can't do online.
That is not dating.
Yeah, but all right. How many people have you quote unquote dated in your life? Like, how many guys?
She wouldn't know. I mean,
gone out on dates with many.
Whatever.
A lot.
In general. All right. So, have you come to the conclusion that I have for women that all guys are pretty much the same?
No, not all guys are the same at all.
Some are better, like me and John.
Yeah. I mean, you have the princes of the universe here, and everything's beneath us, but once you've settled for second's pretty much the same across the board.
I don't even know how to answer that.
I guess it's different with women, because they are all the same.
No, we're not.
You are.
No, some guys...
I mean, I find their behavior patterns all the same. They have different personalities, but they adhere to the same
way from, like, 6 years younger than me to, like, 17 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
They're all the same.
Well, it could just be you're attracting the same thing, too.
Yes.
That's true. You attract what you are, not what you want.
Yeah.
So human garbage it is.
I'm glad you said it and not me.
I mean, I notice you're going to get more of a difference dating different ladies than you would, like, different personality types than you are just the same type, different ages. Then they're just older and fatter and still psycho.
Yeah, but I don't know. Veronica type.
What's the Veronica type?
What do you
type?
Mean a Veronica type?
He means, like, clean cut, kind of. Which I think he likes in the end, but you end up with girls that look like suicide girls.
You're afraid to date a girl like me because you might actually like her and want to get married.
That is scary.
His mind is blown. There's just no. Silence.
He looks confused.
I am confused.
I think eventually you could end up with more normal, non-borderline cases. I've gone through all that, and now I'm just kind of like, if it comes my way, it comes my way. I got better things to do with my time.
I just want to be left alone.
Oh, my God.
That's how I feel, too.
I tried to avoid women at this point. I can't even walk in here without Ronnie J coming on to me.
They
telling me how good I look.
You actually bathe today. You look nice.
He always bathes every day.
He just wears dirty clothing.
Something's different, though. Like, your face looks clean.
He's putting on a new pheromone cologne.
Your jeans are clean. You've got shoes.
That is the only difference. That
he's wearing jeans now.
I always wear jeans, but I usually wear, like, crappy black Dickies jeans that literally cost me $6.
Yeah. That you're supposed to, like, shred up and use to clean a car with.
Yeah. See, this is what happens when women dress me. I wear all fancy-like clothing.
Oh, it's so ironic. Whenever a chick dresses you, then you cheat on that chick like 5 seconds later.
I know. How fun is that?
Strange.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
It is true. It's pathetic.
It's not pathetic.
Stupid boys.
Do you want to go to the mall with me and dress me later?
No.
Please dress Will. I think that'd be fun.
I love dressing boys. I totally do that.
All right. And then I'll bang the attendant girl in the changing room.
Classy-like, though. Classy-like.
And then you'll pick up the tab, of course.
No. No, 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 no. Sorry.
Well, let's get to the actual outline with 20 minutes left in the show. Because that's how we roll around these parts.
There is an outline.
There's a massive outline. Actually, me talking about drugs was item one.
Mm-hmm.
So mission accomplished. Item two, because Will loves it, although he doesn't admit it as readily as me. But I love it so bad. Celebrity gossip in the big news this week.
I really don't give an ish.
I love it.
I don't have time for that nonsense.
She stands alone on this. I like it because they do the living for me. I don't have to do much. I can just
look at it. He gets to lay on his couch and be drugged.
Exactly. God, it's so hard getting these words out of my mouth today. The big news this week. Ashton Kutcher, A+K, and Demi Moore. Probably splitting up.
They're saying that's not true, though.
After 6 years.
Wasn't there, like, some shakeup recently where she, like, posts bikini pictures of herself on Twitter because he was making out with some other chick in a club?
There had been some news to that.
Dude, she's effing hot.
She's...
And she got fake tatas. What a moron.
She's hot, but he's famous and younger. What does she want?
Yeah, he's, like, 30.
33 and she's 48. So they got married. He was 27. She was 42.
Yeah, no way.
guys cheat on chicks their own age and younger. What does a chick with 15 years expect to happen? I really want to know what's going through. Like, every day...
People just aren't meant to be married.
I don't think they are. I personally... Or, like, it needs to be an open marriage, but with, like, hot people, not what you see on Real Sex.
Oh, how do you actually think you could stay with someone forever and not ever want to F someone else?
I don't know. That's the point of it. That's the point of
marriage. That's what if you don't think that you can do it, then don't do it.
Well, I'll say this,
but what's the benefit of it? This ain't the Middle Ages where you get like beheaded for having unwed relations.
Scarlet A sewn into your forehead.
Like, what's the point? I mean,
it's romantic. That's how it's supposed to be, Will. It's romance.
But why?
If you don't believe in it, then don't get married.
I won't.
Then the conversation's moot. Like, there's no point.
I want a marriage, but I want to be able to cheat and she can't. That's what I want to happen.
Why would you have a problem with her cheating?
She can cheat with women. You know what?
No. Why can't she cheat, but you can?
You know what? Because that would make her a whore.
Oh, so you're not a man whore. Are you kidding me?
No, he's just a man.
I'm just
spreading my wings. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You make me want to get a bat and just beat you senseless.
I'm just doing what got to get done. I'm taking care of business.
You're a whore.
She would be a dirty slut. But if, like, 10 years into the marriage, you're like, hey, John, you can get strange. Your wife just has to get donged out, too. I would probably be like, where do I sign?
Of course.
Where do I sign?
How can you say that that's how you would feel when you've never been in a relationship that's lasted 10 years?
Well, I have something.
Because that's the way I feel after it's lasted 10 months.
Exactly.
Probably even 10 weeks.
Yes, but you've already admitted that you date human garbage, so
I've
maybe
dated
that's why?
Good chicks.
I think that's all that's out there.
I'll put it this way. To stay married and stay faithful, you kind of have to transcend sex being all that important to you. I'll put it that way.
I think it needs to be an important part of the relationship, but like, the relationship becomes bigger than just sex.
Yeah, she needs
see,
to
that's
fulfill
the creepy
a
point.
Lot of needs.
Where like, they almost become like family.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Ding, ding, ding. He gets it. That's the point.
And you're banging your sister. Yeah. Get that point.
Exactly.
Oh my God. It's like talking with kindergartners.
No. Like,
yes.
When you have to like clear the fact that you're breaking up with a person with the whole family because your mom's going to miss her and all this, that's bad.
That is weird. It's also weird we've never been there with a combined 58 years of life between us, but that's a tale for another episode.
I've had offers. I just, no.
I mean, I have too. I just, oh, like, I shudder at the thought of having to share anything real with a person. Anything real with a woman. I'll put it that way. Like, I trust my guy friends and Will with the chest of secrets that's buried in here. I couldn't trust a girl I was dating. Just can't open up that way.
You need to get out of your mom's house and go meet some more girls.
No.
You are a chicken.
No.
You know what?
No. I don't want it.
Wimp?
No.
Wimp.
You sound like Mel Gibson.
You should just call your mom.
I want you.
I don't need you. With your stupid, provocative clothing. So tight you can see your pussy from the back.
Oh, my God.
You should just start calling your mom Mommy right now.
No, she's Maria.
You are no better. Mommy.
I don't know. It just doesn't. It seems like something you do once your family's moved away and your mom's croaked and you got to replace them. Before then, you're covered.
That's when you have the most fun. It's like if you want to stay out at a titty bar all night doing coke until 6 a.m.,
yeah.
Who's going to tell you no?
Do you really think when you're 50 that that's going to make you happy?
I hope I'm dead way before 50. I want to say 39.
I hope to be that old, but doing what he described and it making me happy. I mean, here's my ideal situation. I have a couple bastards that I don't have to pay for, but they take the family name. Good looking kids. Doing me proud, but I don't
You do not have children.
Yeah, I don't.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying that would be my ideal if I had like a couple little bastardos running around. And then I kind of just lived like a dog and, you know, at the end of the way Michael Corleone...
Because that's going to make a sane, productive human being. The guy, that'd be a great dad role model to have.
I want to die like Michael Corleone at the end of Godfather 3, where I'm just alone in an orchard, and I like keel over on a chair, and then a dog walks up and like sniffs my ass.
I never saw
Wasn't that Godfather 1?
No. 1 ends with...
Oh, you're saying Michael dies in the garden.
Michael dies at the end of Godfather 3. Spoiler alert.
Also in a garden?
Also in an orange orchard, yeah. Oranges symbolize death in the Godfather. It's just this thing. Some guy drinks OJ right before he dies. It's the recurring thing.
And it's not like an actual Italian thing?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's just Godfather thing. But he dies in an orange orchard, and he just keels over, like old and gray. Everyone hates him now. That's what I want. Just alone.
You're on your way, bud.
Dog sniffing
Keep
at my corpse.
Up.
The dog actually sniffs him?
Yeah, I don't think it sniffs his ass, but like, there's like a little dog walking around with him.
That is kind of sad.
It's a little. It's a little, but he had a pet.
Yeah, but see, what's so much better about having your family around you when you die?
Yeah, then you're disappointing people. I just want to die like a cat. Just go
under the
bed.
Porch.
Yeah, go under the porch. They find me a couple days later, and they can just drag me out by the ankle because I'm completely riggered up at that point. Just a 2x4 of flesh. How did we get here?
I was
from
just
Ashton?
About to ask. Okay, back to Ashton and to me.
Yeah, back
to
that.
I'd like to dig it deeper.
Back to that. What do people expect? Do they really think he was going to be attentive all that long?
How long until he starts banging that big chinned 18-year-old or whatever?
That's one of the only scenarios where I would never bang the daughter over the
rumor.
Mom. I would just to be depraved. Rumor is disgusting. Rumor is like Jay Leno with Taz.
She did get the short end of the DNA stick.
She got everything
Bruce
bad.
Willis.
Yeah.
No, I don't she think Bruce like Willis has a jaw like that. Bruce Willis looks at Rumor and he's like, if I had that chin, I would have been an even bigger box office success. I would have looked like even more of an action star. I don't know where. It's like she got Demi's chin, and then they just put Bruce's on top of it. That's what it looks like.
Well, it's like she got the shape. It's like she got Demi's chin, but then the facial shape of Bruce. So her face is just really long, so it elongates.
It's gross because she's got an okay bod, and they have surgeries where they shave down your chin. Like Arnold got it because his got too big from the roids. I think Stallone might have done it as well. They need to just shave down her goddamn chin. Just take, you know, and this is how I picture
What's
the plastic
wrong with
surgery.
A big-chinned woman?
Hers, I'm with you, but I mean, hers is gross. Hers just take advantage of the situation.
I kind of remember her being somewhat hot last time I saw her. I don't know.
From the neck down, she's great.
Yeah, but what's a nice body without an ugly face to couple it with?
You're talking to Jordan Chavez?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The man whose his entire philosophy is, I love a big pair of tees and a really ugly face so I don't feel bad about spooting all over it.
Yeah. I don't
is
know.
Is that where we're taking our life now, Will?
I don't know. It has
I
to
like
do something with low self-esteem, I'm sure.
I like a pretty face, too. What can I say?
But then you might think of him as a person.
Oh,
that's
my
no good.
God.
Rather than just like a plastic F doll. With like a smiley face drawn on
you know,
a paper plate.
You know you're sick, right? Like you've got some serious issues.
And we work through them on the air.
You guys need professional help.
Many, many,
really
many
do.
Years of therapy.
And that's the sad thing. People laugh at us and they think we're nuts. But look at the way this split
at least
is
we're
going
honest.
To. Like Ashton, yeah, Ashton and Demi. They're in the middle of this divorce.
You don't know that, though.
I don't. I know
nothing about
these people. You're judging
based on people.com stories.
Well, no.
Like,
I'm judging upon their infantile...
Most of these things come to pass, though.
Yeah. Guess what? First of all, apparently he unfollowed her on Twitter like a kid would.
That right there says it all.
Then, yeah.
That's what I did when I broke up with someone at like 22.
Quote unquote normal
man.
Delete
him on MySpace.
Well, what he's doing is exactly in line with what you just said, how it should be done. Isn't texting dating...
I'd say a marriage with children is a bit more involved than like
oh
following one another on Twitter. But
yeah.
What the hell is I going
to
say?
He tweeted a link to Public Enemies Don't Believe the Hype. First of all, you don't even get to listen to that
F
song.
Oh, F you.
You don't get to listen to that
F
song.
F you. But no, I mean, do you remember when people thought it was crazy when, was it Star or the National Enquirer reported that John Edwards had a bastard child?
Oh, yeah.
And
Andy
look how
do.
That turned out, so.
There you go.
Usually this stuff is ahead of the curve. It just can't really be substantiated yet.
Everyone's got a goddamn camera and video recorder on their phone right now. So if someone sees him making out with some chick in Malibu,
yeah,
it's no longer confined to just people in Malibu.
He can only blame the twin brother for so long on that crap.
He has a twin
brother. K plus A.
Yeah.
Shut up.
He does. He has a twin brother.
So how do you know it wasn't his brother?
I'm sure it wasn't.
Jesus Christ.
That has to be life, though, like being his twin brother. Can you imagine?
Wait, he actually does have a twin brother, doesn't he?
I'm not joking.
Oh, I thought you were being an ass to her. Yeah.
No, he has a twin brother.
That's right.
So the guy reaps all the benefits but doesn't have to go home to Demi Moore's withered old thing.
Didn't the twin, like... Oh, wait, am I thinking of the Olsons on Full House? Or were there two Kelsos on that 70s show? So they only had to memorize half the lines because they're feeble.
No. There was only, like, the twin has done nothing and yet is reaping all the benefits.
Jesus Christ.
That twin must get silly ass.
Yeah.
Just because like,
he can just say he's Ashton Kutcher. Who's going
to
disprove
him? He doesn't even have to do that, though. His opening's already done for him. Hey, aren't you? No, but he's my twin brother. Boom. You're already done.
Yeah, but that gives him an excuse to whip out his ID and show the last name Kutcher.
Yeah. And then the girl's like, oh my God, what's it like being Ashton's twin brother? I liked that impression. Don't
She'll
look at
be
me
making
like that.
That noise later.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
That's it. That guy's life, there's nothing better. I wouldn't trade that for being Vladimir Putin, man.
No, because I think even if you have like a rich sibling, you're not going to be able to mooch that much money. Just enough.
You just have to live like, yeah, a 60K.
But he's not living
job.
In any goddamn mansion unless he's living in like Ashton's pool house.
Doesn't matter. The chick is going to like have her experience with fame, her tangential touch of fame through banging the twin. You'll never guess who I banged last night. Ashton Kutcher. No, his twin.
That's almost a better story.
Exactly.
Because then it's like,
he
is a twin?
He is a twin? Yeah. Let me tell you about him. And then they'll list his hobbies and all that crap. And 10 minutes later, they'll be like, that was fantastic. And the twin's just sitting there getting some new.
So what else aside from unfollowing her and whatever the hell?
There was a picture of her closing her eyes, just captioned with the phrase, I see through you. And it was just showing her old crow's footed eyes and...
F the both of these people.
I know.
This is all done on Twitter?
Yes. Jeez. People are deciphering. Don't look at the clock anymore, Veronica. It's distracting.
Sorry.
Are you not having fun?
I just don't see the point.
I think she's holding her own here.
Are you
I think
cold
you've done a great
or do you
job.
Have to go potty?
I'm always cold.
You've got
Why
your
you
arms
moving?
Crossed.
Because I'm cold.
You're wearing a sweatsuit.
A sweatshirt.
Looks like sweatpants,
too. I went to the gym. They're gym pants.
When's the last time you shaved your legs?
Really?
It'll be before the date, but not for us.
They're looking a little dotty.
Don't look at my legs.
What
did I tell you about
I'm
that
not your
today?
Uncle.
What did I tell you about that today? I quit you both.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you
when
don't.
When I'm busy next weekend?
Don't be busy next weekend.
Why.
You have to talk about your date with the twins and getting 2/3 to the way of Airtight.
What?
Wait, are you actually going out with two guys?
Yeah, it's two
and
guy
my
twins.
Friend, my friend's coming... She's setting it up.
Yeah, but you're cute, so they're going to wiggle her out of the scenario.
What does the friend
Amanda's
look like?
Amanda's pretty, too. Amanda's gorgeous.
And then they're going to roast you like a lamb
is
on a spit.
Is she a fatty?
No, Amanda models.
Plus size?
No. Amanda is 5'7 and maybe 115 pounds.
She needs to drop a few.
What skin color?
Oh, my God. Seriously?
She could use a few off.
Do you have a picture
She's
on the
my
phone?
My height.
This can all be silenced with a photo. And we're talking.
And at air. I'm going to Facebook. That's what I'm doing.
All right, so it's a race.
Her page is private. You're not going to see anything.
I'll settle for one picture.
Her picture is her son.
What? Oh!
Oh, motherhood.
Oh, shut up.
Disgusting.
Like, you two don't have bastard children all over the
How
planet.
How old is the kid?
I very
Two.
Well may.
But... Two? Is it just the one?
Yes.
Has it bounced back, and you know what I mean by it?
Not
yes,
at her
John,
age.
She looks amazing.
How old is she?
24, 5.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she could have bounced back. All you have to do is...
be under 25.
Yeah, and then you get a pool
thanks,
in the back
thanks.
And the kids
really
out of the picture before you know
children.
It.
Jerk.
Just like, hey, look what I found floating.
I don't know how to put this delicately, but if you ever have kids...
Come on, Will.
Really, you don't want to go there.
Yeah, I don't. Ew!
Okay, seriously? Don't even. She's gorgeous.
Oh, she's too skinny.
Let me take a look.
Eat something,
I'll
bitch.
Show you. Hey! Watch it. That's not cool.
I'd like to see her damn face.
Well, give me the phone.
I'm just stringy.
Swipe me left to right. She's a very lanky brunette, it looks like.
She's a redhead.
Red? Oh, she's a ginger? With that
What
awesome,
the hell did that term become so popular?
With that awesome corpse white skin that I like me so bad?
What happened to fire crotch?
Fire crotch? Ah, ginger's less offensive. So we'll go with fire crotch.
Actually, I think they're trying to start one of those campaigns like stop the N-word, stop the F-word, stop the G-word.
Really?
Yeah.
Screw you. Screw you.
Hold on, I think Ginger's a different great. Album.
Okay, find me something. Because this is terminal. Even I'm withering with this dead air. And I don't. I'm in the studio. Please dig up something, Veronica.
No pressure.
Help us. You're our only hope.
So who are the guys then?
Some of her friends.
Now, will you swap the twins? After
no,
you know,
one of them's married. Relax.
A couple hours into the act.
And he's silent. Thank you.
Hold on.
All of my friends are pretty.
She got kind of a dog face, but she's all right.
Seriously,
oh yeah.
I will fight you.
No, you won't.
I would definitely eat at that buffet. All, like I said, all you have to do is put a little ground-level pool in your backyard, put some of the kids' toys in the middle of it, let nature take its course. MILF status revoked.
Seriously.
Blank slate.
Okay, enough of the medication for you.
So what will you do if she ends up being the one who gets pig roasted and you're just...
Yeah,
that's not going to happen.
Will that be
number
like,
one.
Horrible for your ego?
That's not going to happen, number one, regardless.
It
and she's engaged.
Yet.
So calm down. You guys are like
wait,
horrible.
She's engaged, but she's going on a date?
It's not like a date. We're just going out.
Okay.
I shouldn't have said the
we
word date.
We need to clarify
sorry.
That because whenever a guy says I'm going on a date, it ends with ... and I better have sex.
That's all a date is.
You are
is.
Such a slut.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. That is not the point of a date,
can't
John.
You see through
what's your
to
roster
the
count?
Golden heart that beats inside?
Whose head count is higher, John's or Veronica's?
Probably John's.
What's
I,
yours?
I'm
everyone
not
write it
you.
Down on a piece of paper.
No,
we don't
absolutely
need to say
that all. Not.
I believe she and I are within like two of each other. I'll put
no,
it that way.
I think
she
so.
Has the lead. But she is 7 years older than me.
Can
so.
You count it on
I'm
your
not
fingers?
I'm 7 years the... older than you.
I need to perk up for that
piece
one.
Piece of crap.
I need to do a little whoring to catch up.
No.
I think you have the
and
edge.
My number is not that high.
20.
I'm not answering this
I,
at
30.
All.
I'm not
giving
throwing
you
her
any
under
indication.
Any buses. I believe.
Is it lower or higher than your age?
I'm not
it's
answering
lower.
This.
Of 34.
It's lower.
I'm not 34, asshole. Oh.
It's lower. It's, I believe.
You don't know my number.
Yeah,
you have no idea.
You've told it to me.
Uh-uh.
You've told it to me multiple times. I know
no.
your ballpark.
Nope.
You can keep saying no, but this isn't Maury. I'm not going to fall for it.
I would say give me like a player's jersey number that's close to, but
the junk
I don't know any sports. over or under Jordan?
Under.
Oh.
What's
flirting
Jordan's
with,
number?
Flirting with.
What's Jordan's number?
23.
Oh, she, I'm not answering she gave you a look. It's higher. It's cool.
I am not answering Ooh. This question.
I, to my knowledge, under.
I'm going to say 26.
Really?
I'm not answering
I got the smirk
way.
Of confirmation. Your face says it all.
Your eyes speak volumes.
It's like Christopher Walken in True Romance. It's a game of show and tell. You're showing me nothing, but you're telling me everything.
Well, you know what that music means. Another job well done. Another success of a show. I laid out an outline. We stuck to it. We covered all the points.
Did we really?
No.
Not even close.
We got to like 2 of 6. There was Sean Penn going to Egypt.
Nah.
Walter Payton, the new book about him coming out saying he was a piece of crap.
Who even cares about him anymore?
Black James Bond.
There's a problem.
But we got to 2 of the 5. So I'll give us partial credit. And we saw Veronica's hot ginger friend. Unfortunately, there's a kid in the picture, but... Eh.
Hey!
What?
Enough of that.
All right.
Wait,
all
is
right.
she engaged to the baby daddy?
Yes.
Oh, that's...
Classy.
Yeah, why... She's taken, then. Why is she doing this? Why is she being a
troll? Because she's trying to hook up Ronnie J with a pig roast.
Oh, that could be it.
Why are you calling me Ronnie J?
Because he wanted a fake name.
Ronnie J. Veronica, oops. Thank you for coming here.
I mean V. Johnson.
V. Johnson, for the sake of anonymity. Thank you for coming in. I always love you here. I know sometimes it's a little rough, but...
Sometimes.
I like to think you take it all with poise and grace.
I try.
Just like you will tonight. Bada bing!
Oh, my God.
Will, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
The show has missed you. Glad you've been back a while now.
If, all of 2 weeks.
You want to get to Will via Twitter? He's at Billy Basil. And I, myself, John Papagiorgio. John, you did a great job today. Poised yet funny. Well, thank you, me. If you want to get a hold...
I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter, the show's website, inpapasbasement.com. And until next week, 3 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis. Then he said masturbation. Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.